Such an honor being here. Is that mic? Is that mic working? Such an honor. Can y'all hear me okay? Is that working good?
Yeah.
Awesome. Man, such an honor being here with you guys. And I love what you have cultivated here, man. I've heard from so many different people about Living Word, and people say, man, you got to go check out this place, Living Word. They move in the prophetic. They love the glory. And I'm like, oh, I got to get down there. And that was like 5 years ago. And then I've been messaging back and forth with Rich for like 3 years planning a coffee day, but that never happened. So it's just a blessing. And got to connect with Evan. Sarah, where are you at, Sarah? This is all Sarah's fault. Okay. Sarah moved up to Northern Colorado, and I'm a pastor of Freedom and Joy Ministries up there, and we have a similar heartbeat, just a place of encounter and equipping and doing the stuff, man, and taking what's in here outside the four walls. And Sarah's plugged in with us up there, and she said, you know, you got to meet some pastors and different things. I had the honor of meeting Evan and also Jeremy Strand. I think he's you guys probably know him, but Evan and his wife and little Hannah, man, she's a radical fireball, you know. So, but it's such an honor being here with you guys, and thank you so much for the invite. I'm excited for what God's gonna do here. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. So, just in the spirit, last night and this morning, I just see oil just being poured all over this place. And I hear the Lord just saying, I'm bringing a greater anointing. I'm pouring out a greater anointing upon my sons and daughters. It is an anointing of increase. It's your time of increase. And just as Evan got up and he said, you know, it's time to break through the ceiling, I hear the Lord just saying there's an anointing that's going to be poured out on sons and daughters here tonight to break through your ceiling. Whatever your ceiling is, whatever the ceiling is that's held you back, it's kind of been like over you. Maybe it's in the prophetic. Maybe it's in the apostolic. Maybe there's a business breakthrough that's for you. But I just want to partner with that real quick, and then we'll cover some ABCs and then just let Holy Spirit move a little bit. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
So good. Let's all stand up. Let's all stand up. I'm standing. I'm going to do my best right now in Jesus' name and continue believing that. But, whoa. So the Bible says the anointing breaks the yoke. And so there's a yoke breaking anointing. And let's just say the yoke is your ceiling. The yoke is whatever's been your ceiling. That there's a breakthrough, there's an upgrade, there's an increase that God's releasing on His sons and daughters this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Come on. And so what we're going to do, we're going to partner with the breakthrough. We're going to partner with the breaker's anointing. And on the count of three, we're just going to declare. We're going to let every devil hear it and just get depressed. We're going to let the angels hear it and get even happier.
Yeah.
We're going to declare breakthrough. Okay? And we're going to do this. We're going to do this 8 times because that's new beginnings, yeah? Because God's releasing new beginnings in this place. And you're going to even just feel a shift. And I just see oil just pouring down. So we're going to partner with our faith. Okay, on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Breakthrough! 1, 2, 3. Breakthrough! Is there anyone with a shofar?
Yeah.
Or why don't, if there's a shofar blower, after the 8th breakthrough, we're going to blow that sucker. Come on. It's going to be like Jericho coming down. 1, 2, 3.
Breakthrough!
1, 2, 3.
Breakthrough!
1, 2, 3.
Breakthrough!
1, 2, 3,
breakthrough!
1, 2, 3,
breakthrough!
Is that a 7?
That's okay.
All right, so we're declaring this is number 8. And man, when we declare breakthrough, if the shofar blow, can just blow that. We're going to declare breakthrough. And let's all just begin to cheer and praise God that that ceiling got broken through. 1, 2, 3.
Breakthrough!
Come on. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How many want Holy Spirit to move here? Come on. Come on. I'm with you. I'm with. Just repeat after me. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I break agreement.
I break agreement.
With any limitations.
With any limitations.
Any tradition,
any control,
and I welcome you to move freely. I welcome your spirit to move in an increased way. And let's just sing that chorus. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Come on, I'm going to read just one thing really quick and then... then we'll shift gears. Whoa. I like you guys. I like you guys. So check this out. This is when Samuel anointed David. 1 Samuel 16. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is the one. That's what the Lord says to each one here. You're the one. Arise. Because my anointing is coming upon you. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So what happens with the anointing is when you're anointed with a new anointing, the Spirit of the Lord comes to rest upon you in a new way, on a new level, in an increased, empowering way for your life. So I'm believing not only like individually, there's going to be a greater move of the Spirit corporately in this place. Amen?
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
Yeah. Come on. I'm just going to walk down the middle and touch your hands, who's ever on the end, and then you're going to pass it on. And we're going to agree, fresh anointing for everybody in this place. I just want everyone from touching hands to all the way to the end. So you got to pass the anointing to the next.
Yeah. Person. This is Shane, one of our leaders at Freedom and Joy. She's loaded. Watch out. Whoa. Getting oily in here.
Smell it.
Whoa. All you guys watching, we just release that fresh anointing to you. Fresh anointing. Lord, show that one watching where you're bringing the increase, the ceiling you're breaking through, and then the new resting of your spirit for their lives in Jesus' name. Amen?
Yes.
Sit down, you oily sheeps. You oily sheeps. We're all a bunch of oily sheep in here. That'd be messy. Oh, man. Do you guys ever just laugh? Do you know that laughter is warfare? Even if you have to fake it, you know? Because what happens is you fake it and then you start laughing at yourself. And then you just get this breakthrough. It's awesome. I feel like God's restoring some joy in this place, in individuals, some challenges in work, even just kind of long term. Just been oppressing, feeling some discouragement. I see God just breaking through. It's like this oil that's pouring out. Oh, it's bringing breakthroughs. It's breaking a yoke. It's just releasing a new level of freedom. So welcome that breakthrough. Welcome that anointing to pour over you. I believe you're going to leave out of this place in a different place on a new level in Jesus' name. Yeah, praise God. Well, I'm so excited to be here. And, God is just so good. His presence is sweet here. Man, John, dude. Man, let God interpret that for you. Dude. That's the easiest tongue ever. Dude. Ooh, Jesus, we love you. We love you. We love you. Oh, we love you. He is so fun, and he's here. He's here. Whoa, he's here. Wow. We love you, Jesus. We just acknowledge your presence. We acknowledge your presence with us. What an honor that the King of heaven, the King of glory, is with us. What an honor. Oh, Jesus, we love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you for joining us here. We love you so much. Wow. We love you, Lord. 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 Just get lost in him. I hope you didn't come to hear a good speaker. Up here. Y'all cultivate some good stuff, man. It is thick up here. Oh, God, we love you. Got some awesome leaders here. Shane, Liz, stand up. Dana's part of our team. She just went to Vegas with us. This is Shane. This is Liz. Got my anointed mama back there. Mama, stand up. Say hi. She's loaded. Watch out. I'm her fault. So glad they're with us. And they're loaded. So if you guys feel anything corporate, let me know. You guys feeling anything? You guys? Whoa, God's good. He's so good. He's so good. You know what God wants to do is He wants this that's happening in here to go out there.
That's right.
You know, in the old covenant, people went to the temple to encounter God. In the new covenant, you and I are the temple. And so we're like portable encounters.
Right on.
Everywhere we go.
Come on.
You're an encounter. The Shekinah glory is in you. Oh, come on. When Jesus died, He multiplied. And the same Spirit that rested on Him rests on you and I. And He's like aching to get out of you. Oh my gosh. And it's so fun when we like let Him get out of us. Such a blast. Quick story of my life. Some of you are probably going like, who are you? Where are you from? You know, why are you in a wheelchair? You know, there's a lot of, I could just imagine some of the things you're thinking. But, so my name's Kavika. I was already introduced. Kavika Cornelius. I'm a pastor of Freedom and Joy Ministries up in northern Colorado. We're based in Loveland. We're apostolic prophetic ministry. We love the glory, love the manifest presence of God. We're a hub of encounter and equipping. We love God's Spirit and His Word. Come on. And then we love taking what's inside, outside the four walls. And it's been a blast. We've been launched since about 2011. And we're actually ordained. We're under Fusion Ministries International. There's some apostolic covering that we have. You know, Doug Burrows up in Greeley. We got some great connections, etc. And so we have a heartbeat just to see people encounter God, equipped, reached, and all that good stuff in northern Colorado. So if you'd ever like to come and check us out, we meet Thursday nights at 7:00. We're right at the old outlet mall, exit 257, right in the Loveland exit. So that's where we meet. Also, I should probably share, before I get too drunk in the Holy Spirit. Shane, would you hold up a couple of these shirts? We got some shirts up here, some info from the ministry. So this shirt,
this is our new one.
It says, under Holy Spirit influence, and has a dude on fire. And we got a couple colors of those, and I tell you, when you look in the mirror, you just get drunk. It's like, whoa, thank you, Jesus. I got, you know, under Holy, it's a good reminder. And a good accountability when you're driving, right? You don't want to run into somebody and then they see your shirt. All right, and then this is Love Impact and Love Army. It's all about love. So this is a few shirts we brought. You can check in on those if you'd like one.
These are our older.
Yeah, those are $10. Other ones are $20. And we got info up here, etc. If you want to be on events list or our prayer list, etc., you can sign up. We do fun stuff, taking God's love and power outside the four walls. Man, God, you're so good. You're just so good. And so if you want to come and join us, we're actually going to be at a psychic fair, holistic fair, coming up next month, September 16th and 17th. And it's a blast. Training is required, and that's going to be the weekend before that. get on the event email list. You'll get all that info. We're taking a team out to Old Town this coming Saturday, Old Town Fort Collins. And we're going to meet at 7 in the afternoon, 7 in the evening in front of Ben and Jerry's. I did that to convince people they need to come. Okay? So they get cookie dough ice cream, get filled with the Spirit, then we'll go reach some people. Amen? And so that's coming up. It's going to be powerful. I actually got a Christian hip-hop rapper coming in, joining us from Greeley. We're going to have a PA out there, and just healing the sick, loving people, and doing the stuff. So that's going to be a blast. And so you're welcome to join us on that. But, you know, every single one of you are called to make an impact and to be an encounter. And, but back to my story. Oh, Jesus, he's so fun. And so, we've been going since 2011. And, but actually, I came to know Jesus. I was in a county jail. I was facing 8 years in prison, charged as an adult when I was 15 years old. And a lot of people think I got saved after I was in an accident or something, and totally not what happened. I was in a county jail, I was facing 8 years in prison, and you know, gangs and theft and all kinds of stuff. Used to a lot of trouble. I just didn't know who I was, didn't know my identity, and man, and lowest place in my life. And I tell you, that woman back there, my mom and chaplain, a few other believers, they would just love me. They would just love me. Love, love, love. I tell you, you want to be an encounter outside the four walls, love never fails. Amen. Never fails. Some people need to stop hearing about what they did wrong.
That's right.
And hearing about how great and loved they are.
Amen.
It makes all the difference, you know. Love never fails. And I got radically saved. And then the chaplain, she said, now we need to get you filled with the Holy Spirit. Everybody say, ooh. Ooh. Let's all take a drink. Pull out your jugs right here. This is how you do. Jesus said, come to me, all who are thirsty, right? Right? It's all by faith. So everybody say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Fill up my jug.
Fill up my jugs.
On the count of three, we're just going to drink by faith, okay? 1, 2, 3. Your faith will determine the proof of this stuff. Oh, geez. We love you. We love you. Living under the influence. Amen? You got to drink all the time. Drink all the time. Drink, drink, drink. Jesus said, come to me and drink. Come on. Holy Spirit is on tap. All the time. He wants to empower you. Wants to fill you, wants to live through you. And so I got filled in the county jail. It was awesome. I was in my jail cell, and I heard this tongue in my mind. And I opened my mouth. And I started to speak in tongues. And it was like a glory encounter, like this thick stuff I feel up here. It was like that in the county jail. I'm 34 now, so 19 years ago. And got set on fire, man, and that fire's been burning ever since. And so God turned 8 years into 2 years. Got transferred back into juvie. Everybody say thank you, Jesus. So I did 2 years and got out. I wanted to join ministry training, and some of y'all may know Randy Scott. Yeah, Power Invasion. Yeah, I joined Master's Commission at Power Invasion Ministries back when I was 17 years old. And I did a year in Master's Commission, started my second year, and was in a terrible car accident. Ford Explorer flipped over, landed on top of me. I was in a convertible. And a serious car accident, became paralyzed from C3, C4 down. And used to have no arm movement. Praise God. And so I own that and continue to own total healing. I've taken teams to Africa a couple times, seen blind eyes open, see bodies healed all the time. I mean, Starbucks knows me. you know, Walmart, you know, just everywhere you go, you're an encounter. And so, you know, I want you to look at me and just say, okay, if this guy can do it, I have no excuse. Okay, my disability right now might be a little obvious, but everyone has disability. Everyone has weakness. Everyone has struggle, soul and body. And, you know, go with what you got and just keep stepping into heaven on earth for yourself more and more. You know, and I'm owning healing and declaring that. We've been declaring that every day, just owning that. Heaven on earth, God, it's finished. Spirit influencing soul, affecting body. Come on, Evan came and taught on that at Freedom and Joy. It was awesome. I had a dream that night, dude. I had a dream. It was the most vivid dream of my healing I've ever had. And the Lord spoke to me through that about spirit affecting soul, the body. If he hasn't already taught that here, when he does, listen. Yeah. Yeah, come on. It's so good. Yeah, man. And so, got in a car accident, and that was back in 02. And, but I tell you, you go with what you got. Enemy tried to take me out, but as you partner with Jesus, he'll work all things together for your good. Okay? And, you know, just like Joseph, thrown into prison, sold as a slave, had a lot of character issues. I can relate. But God will use it and, you know, begin to establish me in identity, establish me in who I am, aside from what I can do or can't do. And it's been awesome. Been in ministry, some kind of ministry, for 10, 12 years now. And we just go for it. And so I encourage you, go for it. We just took a team to Vegas. Our fifth year, we take a team to Vegas every year. If you feel God highlighting this trip, come with us next year. It's in June. And we take a team. We stay right on the strip, right on Harrah's, for a week. And it's a week long of encountering God and being equipped to move in power and prophetic evangelism. And to take God's love and power outside the four walls. And then we go out like 7 at night, and we stay out till about 1, 2 in the morning. And divine appointment after divine appointment. We had such an impact on the sex trade this last trip. You can watch some of our videos. If you type my name in YouTube, you can see just girls being impacted live. I mean, there was this girl, 2 in the morning, her spinal cord gets healed. She has scoliosis. Straightens out right there. After that, she gets saved. Comes to know Jesus. Come on. We saw the most salvations we've ever seen in Vegas this last trip, and it's awesome. Come on. But really, what I want to do is be contagious with that. Because every one of you are called to go. You know, Jesus said, these signs will follow those who believe. So everybody look behind you. I think signs and wonders have rejection issues. They need healing. They feel rejected because they're always following you. They're waiting to be used. They're waiting to just operate through your hands. And you just got to take that step of faith and do it, right? So Jesus said, He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This is in Mark 16, verse 15 to 20. Man, a few of my favorite verses. But he said, go. And he said, those who believe will be saved. Those who don't believe will be condemned. It's no joke. It's no joke. The only difference between me and anyone else that hasn't received is that I just believed. I received. That's the only difference. You're no different than the prostitute, you know, the one living in in the homosexual relationship, you know, the one out there slanging drugs, you're no different. The only thing is you've received. That's it. And so it just crushes pride. We're no better. You know, some Christians have this haughty looking down on the sinners. It's like, shut up. That is so stupid. You're no different. All you've done, it's like Christmas time. There's a gift given to every single person. You opened yours, they didn't. So what we're called to do is be love-loaded, contagious, signs and wonders, supernatural sons and daughters of God, and say, listen, open the gift. It's so good. It's so good. So much better than, it's so much better than that drug. So much better than, it's so much better. Just open it. Because He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. When love is the driving force, it doesn't matter what they think. If you're worried about what they think, it's more about you than them. But when you love them, and God gives you that word at Walmart, your love compels you. Paul said, listen, the love of Christ compels me. I'm compelled. It drives me. Because I catch this love. I love these people so much. I see how much God loves me. And it compels me to love them. And you know, who cares what they think? But guess what? If you're not a religious, judgmental, blah, they're going to like you. I'm just saying. I mean, most of the time. You know, Jesus was accused of being a friend of sinners. I want to be accused of that. He was accused by the religious ones. You know what I'm talking about. You guys know what I'm talking about. Okay, watch. We're going to do something cool. There's this, like, heavens are open here. There's angels all over the room. Revelatory angels. Just releasing revelation. And God says He gives His angels charge over you. Yeah. His angels operating all the time. One of the gifts of the Spirit is to discern them. Just ask Him for that. Okay, so just close your eyes. And just repeat after me. Just say, Father, how much do you love me? Wave at me if you heard him. Yeah. Awesome. If you didn't hear him, he loves you a lot. He loves you like a whole bunch. Like so much that he gave his son to die for you. What? That's some crazy love. Okay, now listen. That love that he loves you with, like he loves your neighbor with. He loves every other person with. So we love because he first loved us. So here's the thing, is like focus on his love for you and it just starts to get contagious. It's like, oh my gosh, like I am the Father's beloved son in whom he's well pleased. Dude, he's so pleased with you. Like, he loves you. In whom he's well pleased. Not because of what I do or don't do. We could never be good enough in our own righteousness. But he loved me before I even cared about him. Like, he died for me. That's extreme, radical, crazy, loaded love. Like, that's the love he loved me with. And then he says, listen, freely you've received, freely give. Okay? Love compels us. Not in some religious way, okay, I have to go love people. No, it's like, oh my gosh, I get to go love people because I am so loved. But as God establishes you as his beloved son and daughter, it compels you to love others. And he wants you to take it outside the four walls. You guys have some sweet sauce here, man. Some sweet sauce. Oh my, have you guys ever had Arby's sauce? This is like Arby's sauce. Okay, this is good. This is good stuff. But man, people need it outside the four walls. Okay? So, whoa. I just want to give you like some quick ABCs, and then we're just gonna let Holy Spirit have some fun. I mean, he's already having fun, but he likes to like do stuff, you know. And so, power and prophetic evangelism. Everybody say power.
Power
equals healing.
And miracles.
Just like Jesus.
Okay.
Everybody say prophetic.
Prophetic
equals hearing God's voice.
Just like Jesus.
Okay, so a couple good examples of Jesus, because when he died, he multiplied. So we're called to do what he did. Right? That's Book of Acts. He meets the woman at the well. Tells her the secrets of her heart. She gets so rocked by love. She goes back to her city, brings all these other people. And I believe Jesus was like, had a prophetic lineup. He's like, we're just going to line them up. Called out destiny. Healed the sick. Moved in it. Okay? That's prophetic evangelism. Okay? And then healing the sick. Open up your gospel. It's all over. When he died, he multiplied. So we're called to heal the sick. We're called to prophesy. Everywhere we go, it's all he did. When he died, he multiplied. So read the Gospels, take Jesus' name out, and put your name in there. Yeah. Not because of your goodness, because of his. Not because of your power, but because of his. Okay? It's powerful. Liz, share a story. Do you have a story? Does she need a microphone? Or Liz came to Vegas with us for her fourth year. It's addicting, isn't it?
Oh, it is addicting, and I call it out-of-the-box ministries, and people look at me like kind of strange, and I said, well, Jesus was out of the box. He didn't minister in this set program. He liked stepping out, and I love the out-of-the-box ministries. The one that I was really, that kind of really touched my heart is I came upon this gal, our team did, Sarah was with me, and she was there, sitting there with a guy. They both had their luggage, and this guy, I started speaking to her, and the guy started making fun of her and interrupting and everything and taunting her, and she says, if you can't show respect, go. And he just continued on. Finally, she stood up and she says, go. And he left. And so we started ministering to her, and at the time, Sarah and Jeanette realized that we were ministering in front of a Buddhist shrine, so they started circling the shrine, coming against the spirits there, and the lady asked, she says, can we move? There's too much noise here. So we went to a quieter place, and she still wasn't really ready to receive, but She was taunting, kind of taunting with Tobias, and there was just a break, and God said, jump in there. So I did, and I started talking to her, and how God was seeing her, that she was a mentor of many and everything, and she told us about all these, her body, she was born with a health, I guess you'd call it a health issue, but her body didn't tell her when she was thirsty or when she needed to sleep or anything. So she had to really watch everything that she did. And she kind of got off on that. But, you know, I jumped into there and started telling her what God was seeing in her. And then also shared with her that God had the ability to heal her. She did not have to live with this. And I want to say she was from a small country in Russia, that one of those that had broke off. It wasn't one that sounded familiar, but she did have, you know, kind of a Russian accent. And so I asked her if we could pray for her, and she said yes. And so I prayed for healing. And I just felt like after we got, she started crying as we were ministering to her, and then as I asked, you know, we prayed for her, and the tears started even more. And then after we were through, I just felt like I needed to give her a hug. I said, can I give you a mama hug? And she said, yes, please do. And she just grabbed me and held on and wept into my shoulder. But God had broken down the barriers. Yes, we didn't get to go into the plan of salvation at that point, but we planted seed that I know is going to come to a harvest because somebody dared to step out of their comfort zone and reach out to her where she was.
This little charger. Like a portable charger. Yeah, so good. Awesome. Awesome, awesome. You guys, we saw like hundreds of encounters in Vegas. Like this, that's just one.
Share the fun one?
Yeah, share the fun one.
This is probably one of my favorite ones, and it happened the first night there. We were all kind of together ministering, and this three kids came up, and Kavika kind of nailed them and started ministering to them. And God had told told Kavika this one gal was interested in music, and she said, "Oh yes, I'm a rapper." And Kavika asked her, "Do you rap?" And she says, "Yes. Do you have a microphone?" And he, "Yeah, we do. But you got to keep it clean." And so she started rapping, and then she handed the microphone to Kavika, and Kavika rapped back, and then she took the microphone back and started rapping, and she handed the microphone to Kavika, and God came on to Kavika, and he started rapping her through the plan of salvation. And she was repeating back, "Yes, I say yes to Jesus. Yes, I say yes to Jesus." And she'd hand it to him, and for him to do the next section, and he'd take her to the next step, and she'd wrap it back. And they were able to, all three of them accepted Christ that night, and one of them's ankle was healed.
Yeah. So fun, man. It was so much fun. You can watch some videos on our YouTube, and I believe they'll be contagious. But, whoa. God's so good. Liz, I feel like there's like a contagious, oh no, is that for a Galaxy? Does anyone have an iPhone cord? An iPhone charging cord?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect, man. Thank you. We're getting kind of low on juice on the. Yeah. So, Liz, I feel like I heard this a second ago, but I feel like there's a impartation that you have, and that God just wants to release through you, just impart that power of prophetic evangelism. And when there's impartation, then it's like God just releases an increase. An upgrade, if you remember when Elijah, you know, the mantle was imparted. And in the New Covenant, that stuff's a lot easier. And so, if you want that, and you want to receive that, Father, there's impartation for this house. And Liz, just release what's in your belly.
I just sense, you know, to release that you will be so full of the power and the prophetic that God will bring people to you. I had a situation at work the other day that this gal just, she just started walking to me, and I said, well, how are you doing? And she said, well, I've been really anxious for the last couple weeks. And so I was able to pray with her that God would take that anxiousness away and heal her. And she's, you know, I realize I need to be praying. And so later when I talked to her, she was doing better. And she was, I've been praying every chance I get. And I just feel that I'm to release that to you, that you will just be so full of God's presence that people will be drawn to you. And the doors of ministry and prophecy will open up because of that power that is in you flowing out. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I release this anointing that people will be drawn, sinners and Christians alike, will be drawn to each and every one that is here, that is hungering to be moved, of you, used of you, and that they will know your presence, and people will be drawn to them, not because of them, but because of your presence in them. And that they will see mighty works come about in their lives because of what you have done through each individual. And Lord, we just thank you that this is coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. Coming down. Coming down. Coming down over everyone here. That they will have that presence. That almighty, powerful presence operating through them.
Yeah, thank you, Liz. I see this oil. It's just being poured all over this place. And there's individual increased anointings. But I hear the Lord just saying that there's an upgrade in evangelism that's pouring down over this place. And the Lord says, my spirit will rest just as my spirit rested on David in a new way. My spirit will rest on this ministry in a new way in the area of evangelism with signs and wonders, with the prophetic. The Lord says, look for open doors. Look for open doors as a corporate ministry for evangelistic impact. Evan, I see God opening doors for evangelism. I see you being a forerunner and a leader in this. The evangelistic oil is very strong on you. I see just it goes with your name, Evan, evangelist, evangelistic, just very strong. And the Lord said, son, I am bringing an increase. That's your breakthrough. That's your roof being broken through. The Lord says, I am bringing an increase in the area of evangelism. The Lord says, greater fire, greater fire. There is an increase of fire of evangelism coming upon you, just like John Wesley. But the Lord says, I'm turning it up. There is a fire, fire of evangelism, fire of evangelism. I see impartation on your hands. The Lord said, son, line them up at Living Word. Line them up and impart that fiery evangelistic anointing. Impart your heart. Because the Lord says, my anointing of multiplication is coming upon you. And it rests on you to multiply evangelists. To multiply movers and shakers in this region and the surrounding. The Lord says there's a multiplication anointing coming upon you to raise up and train people to prophesy, heal the sick, move in power and prophetic evangelism. And I just see different open doors around here for you to take teams, for you to begin to step on that. And it's like you're going to feel an ease to do it where it's been just kind of felt a little trudging through some mud to get things done. Lord says you're going to feel an ease. It's going to feel like you're walking on just smooth cement and ease in evangelism and multiplication. Just a new anointing coming on this house. God says, I want what's in here to go outside there. So it's a time of increase. Time of increase. God, we thank you. We thank you. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus.